I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. The message is showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. Turn with me to Matthew 11. Shall we read verse 4 together? And Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind people did what? Blind people receive sight. It's not through. Who is speaking? Jesus? Yes. The lame? What does a lame man need? You see how lame people, all they want is what? To walk. Jesus said, lame man needs to walk. The lepers? What does a leper need in life? To be cleansed? Then go ahead. And the deaf? What does a deaf man need? To hear? Go ahead. The dead are raised. You heard? What does a dead man need? Now read the next. What does a poor man need? To preach. That's why the church misses it. The poor man, they pray for him. This formula from Jesus, not from me. He said, this is my prescription. You don't pray for a poor man, you preach to a poor man. But we have been doing deliverance for poor people and they get poorer. He said, you can pray for the deaf man, you can pray for everybody, but when it comes to a man who wants to be prosperous, you must preach to him. But you know, we don't like preaching. You say, pastor, just pray for me, let me go. Things are not working. Jesus said, if you like pray for him, he will still be poor. Preach to him. Preach, preach. I don't care the pastor who told you that if they don't preach to you, you'll be poor. This is Jesus. If a doctor give you a prescription and you go to a chemist, are you not a fool? A doctor give you a prescription and say, I don't believe this doctor. Chemist, give me your own. You kill yourself. Jesus said, you don't pray for a poor man, you preach to a poor man. He said, God has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He said, to set the captives free, to heal the brokenhearted. Every time Jesus talks about the poor, he's preaching. But church does not preach, we pray. Prophesy. You prophesy, you will still be poor. So I will preach first. After preaching, then I will not speak the words of prophecy. How many want to hear the word of God? Hello? Okay. Can I go on? Now, this is the truth. When you come on key with God, all the challenges of life will give way. Jesus said, I give unto you the keys, plural, of heaven and earth. So there's a key for healing. There's a key for deliverance. There's a key for blessings. Are you going to answer now? He said, I give unto you the keys. So you cannot use healing key for prosperity. That's why many miss it. With all humility, God anointed me for healing. But I can't use the way I use healing to give you prosperity. You will make mistake. Healing, you saw me, I said, blind eyes open. If I come and say poverty go, it will not go. He said, I give unto you the keys. You can't use Mercedes-Benz key to open a Peugeot. There's a key for healing. There's a key for prosperity. I have the two, so I can tell you. You see me, you can see me very prosperous. Even if you're blind, you know that I'm prosperous. So I am telling you what I know. I have tasted poverty and walked out of poverty. So I'm not preaching theory. I'm preaching what my hands have handled. Is somebody going to say here? He says, such as I have, not such as I preach. In Job chapter 22, 22 to 24, hear what the Bible says. Job 22, 22, 24. He said, receive, I pray thee, the Lord from his mouth, and lay up his words in the heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Put sin away. That's what God is saying. No, Job 23. Then shalt thou lay up gold. That's what? He said, then you will lay up gold and the gold of offer and the stones of the brook. He said, if you will go back to the word of God, money will mean nothing to you. Say, I hear. Now hear this. The fundamental principles of blessings are guided by the laws of God. When it comes to blessing, you operate by laws. By what? You must understand how to operate to ensure your maximum profit. God wants us to prosper, but you follow laws. You follow what? There are laws. It is the pursuit of his heart that requires, that makes you get his blessings. Now hear this. Tonight, we'll be looking at the foundation for all-round blessing and why, how, where, and when God blesses. We'll be looking at the foundation of all blessings. What is the foundation before any man can get blessed? Am I talking to someone here? And then we'll look at why God should bless you, how will God bless you, where will do you think God will bless you, and when do you think God should bless you? Do you get what I'm saying? So we're looking at number one, the foundation for all-round blessings. In the book of Matthew 22, 36 to 40, Matthew 22, 36 to 40, the Bible says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? A young ruler came to Jesus. He said, Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And he said, this is the first and great commandment. You can even stop. He said, this is the first. Every other commandment is second. Thou shalt love God with everything inside of you. When you get in love with God, everything answers to you on their own accord. Every scripture delivers on love. Christianity becomes very colorful when you walk in love. He said, thou shalt love me with everything in you. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. So if you love God, he said, eyes have not seen. He said, ears have not heard. So a lover of God don't beg for prosperity. It's people who love money that don't get money. You can't love God and be poor. So you don't miss it. If you love money, you will mourn. You don't love money to get money. You love God to get money. I mean, that's what I'm going to say here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and money shall be added unto you. Come on, sir, here. 1 Corinthians 2, 9, that's what I read. To be a wonder to your world, just love him. Love is the key to your prosperity. Because it opens you up to all blessings of God. Look, listen to this. Listen to this. God should be your reason for living. God should be your reason for... Now, get to a point, the reason why you're living is for God. Are you hearing me? Can I tell you something? Let the whole economy of the world crumble. There are people who will never be poor. And those set of people are the lovers of God. And you will get there after today. In the name of Jesus Christ. So now the foundation for God to bless is what? You know the foundation now? I'm laying the foundation so you know that this is the foundation. You won't just think that, oh God, I want to get money. Oh God, I want to be blessed. No, if you don't love him, you are not qualified for his blessings. He said, thou shalt love me with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. In Mark 12, 30, he said, and with all thy strength. Your time, your strength is whatever makes you a great man. Use it to love him. So here. Have we gotten the foundation? We can lay the blocks now. Can we lay the blocks? This is the foundation. If this foundation is not in place, forget. If you like, do 40 days fasting. You go on hunger strike. When you love God, you don't fast. Money comes. Hello? Fasting without loving is religious fatigue. Number two. Now I will tell you why, how, where, and when God blesses. I'll take them one after the other. Now you have laid foundation. Why do you think God should bless you? Because if you don't know the why of your thing, abuse is inevitable. Why should God bless you? Because God must have a reason before he does anything. Am I talking to someone here? Why do you think God should bless you? Because everybody said, God bless me. Oh, God bless me. You must know how to operate the laws. Why should God, if I want to do something, I must have a reason for doing it. Why should God bless a man? If you know the purpose for blessing, you wouldn't miss your place in it. Now, the man who we all are connected by covenant, Abraham, he said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 3, he said, Abraham, come out of your kindred, verse 1. That is simply saying, come out of the way people think in the world. That's the first step before. Just don't do things the way they do in the world. And in verse 2, he said, I will bless you, and you that are blessed shall become a blessing. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I'm going to bless you, and you will become a blessing. So God will bless you primarily for you to be a blessing. So I hear.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness. Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges. Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. Plus 234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Your blessing is limited to your commitment to be a blessing. God does not bless consumers. Hello. That is those who want to spend all they have on their own lust. They are not ready to flow to God. They are not ready to flow to any humanity. Such people, God can't bless you. Hello. God does not bless competitors. Those who just want to be blessed so they can show up, show off, and compete with others. The reason why many are stranded, hear this, is because they have a wrong attitude towards prosperity. If you want God to bless you, you must cultivate a distributor's attitude. When you see a need, be excited to meet. Am I talking to someone here? Whether it is for his kingdom, whether it is for an individual, rather than thinking of what you collect. People who come to God with the attitude of collecting never get rich. There was a man in the Bible called the rich fool. In Luke 12, 16 to 20, this man was only after self. He said, I will build my barn. I will raise up the God. Say, how can this man, all you are thinking is only yourself? If you read the Bible, that man did not even say his wife. He said, I, God said, you're a fool. The Almighty God who said, call nobody a fool, called him a fool. He said, you are a big fool. As for the lad, this year, I'm going to buy a car. This year, I'll build a house. God be looking at you. He didn't say, this year, I'll pay tithe. This year, I'll train children. Nothing like that. This year, I. When you see somebody like that, it's semi-Satan, deputy Satan. People like that don't go find the kingdom of God. Come on, start here. God will not bless you beyond the level to which you are ready to be a blessing. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, 17 to 19, hear what God said. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Hello. Not trust in a certain riches. That is the thing that I always am preaching. It doesn't matter you are rich. He said, be careful. But in living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they may be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Ready to what? Ready to distribute, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Now, hear this. I'm going to tell a life story. And I had to type it. It's in the book, one of John Maxwell's books. It's in many books. Now, listen. In case you are the type that don't believe, you say, well, all these preachers are not for my type. You know, I have so much money. I'm so rich, so this kind of preaching, I don't care. But when I'm rich, you're calculating with your limited sense. I'll read a life story of what happened in the world, 1923. That when you hear people's story, it will make you to behave. Hear this. Life is not about money. It's more than money. In case you are thinking that small money you have is puffing your head. Listen carefully. Wealth and we bring to his bed. Listen. In 1923, life story, a small group of world wealthiest men met at Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago, Illinois. They were a who is who of wealth and power. At that time, they controlled more money than the total amount contained in the United States Treasury. That these men were richer than the entire America, 1923. Here is a list of who was there and what eventually happened to them. Charles Schwab, president of the largest independent steel company, died broke. Arthur Coffin, greatest of the wheat speculators, died abroad insolvent, bankrupt. Richard Whitney, president of the New York Stock Exchange, died just after release from Sing Sing prison. Albert Fall, member of the United States President's Cabinet, was pardoned from prison so that he could die at home. Jess Livermore, greatest bear on Wall Street, committed suicide. Leon Fraser, president of the Bank of International Settlements, committed suicide. Ivan Krieger, head of the world's greatest monopoly, committed suicide. The whole seven of them had no God. See how they ended. So in case you don't believe in what I'm preaching, you know, what is it talking about? Is it what he came to preach? Be careful. That small money you have that is making your head, listen to me now. If your money is not from God, it has no future. There are people who are richer than you and died bankrupt. So don't listen to what I'm teaching now so you can be blessed of God. And your own will remain. God, why God blesses? You know why? God blesses us to rescue us from shame. To rescue us from what? Every shame in your life will be rolled away now. Joel chapter 2, 23, 27. He said, my people who are called by my name shall never be ashamed. Shame will never be part of you anymore. And that is why God blesses us. God blesses us so we can enjoy life. So we can what? God wants you to enjoy. He hates you to. It's not, life is not for your enjoyment. It's for enjoyment. I am come that you may have life and have it more. John 10:10. And then in Deuteronomy 8, it is, I'm giving you part of what? To get wealth. That you may all around multiplication, living in goodly houses. If you read Deuteronomy 8, it says, I want to live in goodly houses. God doesn't want to live in thatched house. No. It will end after now. The fourth reason why God wants you to enjoy, God blesses you to establish his covenant. To establish his what? Psalm 89, verse 34. And Deuteronomy 8, 18. He gives you power to get wealth in order to establish his covenant. Why should God bless you? He blesses you to promote his kingdom. Matthew 6, 33. Amen. You got all that? Now, number two. I said, why will God bless you, number one? Not so. We now know. Now, number two. How God blesses. You know why God should bless you? You know why he should bless you now? So you can be a... How? Now, listen. Why you know how is this? I'm going to take time to tell you how. Many people don't know how God bless people. If they say, God bless me, but they don't know when even the blessing comes. Are you hearing me now? You know, if you look at the phone has so many parts, but some of us know only how to send text. Some of us don't even know how to send a text. That does not mean the phone, that's all it has. Is that not true? Most times God wants to bless us, but because we don't know where the blessing is coming from, we don't even know when the blessing comes.
Coming up on this episode,
God's blessings are released primarily through the priestly blessing. Through the what? Priestly blessing. When God wanted to bless Israel, he told Moses to bless them. Are you getting what I'm saying now?
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper, pathway to greatness, wisdom for healthy living, succeeding with challenges, created for distinction, wisdom for family peace, the power of praise, walking in the anointing, the wonders of wisdom, secrets of generational impact, the prize for power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Hello! God has changed my life through the teachings of Pastor David Ibiomie, and he can do the same for you. God is more interested in your life than you are. And you can now watch David Ibiomie in the comfort and convenience of your home or office using your iPad, BlackBerry phones, your Androids, or your personal computers. All you need to do is log on to our website, salvationministrieshs.org. Wow, it just doesn't end there. You can also send your testimonies or prayer requests if you need to be cancelled personally. All you need to do is call +234 844 66170. You can join us every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. Come and join us and you will never regret it.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ibiomie, you could call +234 703 897 5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ibiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.